morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. Here we are. Yay! We're hanging out with all the Fisher Poets this weekend and having a blast. This week we have musical guest Shanghai on the Willamette. We've got Kathy Stack coming here from Vancouver, from British Columbia. And we've got our great Troll Radio house band. It's a lot of fun. We're a collaborative effort here of Coast Community Radio, Fisher Poets Gathering, and always Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. Of course, you'll hear more from all of these fine musicians as the show goes on. We're going to get started today with Kathy Stack. Kathy hails from British Columbia. Lucky her, what a beautiful place. Yes, you're lucky. And so she's worked on a tender for many years, and I understand that your music is inspired by your work.
That's right.
In the fishing industry, right, and interesting people you've met.
Very interesting.
All right. Well, welcome to Troll Radio Review. This is your first time here, so
thank you.
Welcome. Yay. Give her a big Troll Radio hand. Oh, maybe we should give a shout out to those people who are probably over at Fort George looking for us. We're at the Astro Event Center today, so if you're out driving around, stop by. Man, there's lots of room here. And starting later tonight, KMUN will be broadcasting live, and it's a great broadcast. If you can't take part in Fisher Poets Gathering in person, which is a lot of fun, correct?
Yeah.
You can listen online. On your radio. It's a really we've had a good broadcast. It sounded great last night.
Oh, good. Broadcast from here?
Yep.
Oh, good. This is a herring fishing song. Scales in my hair, slime on my clothes, smell of fish follows wherever I goes. And my friends, they told me it's how to get rich quick. All I'm getting so far is seasick. Here I am out on the herring grounds, searching for silver to put my net around. The tide is falling, my skiff's aground. There's too much up and down, up and down. You asked me would I trade for a shore job where I got paid. No way, Jose, I'll take scales in my hair, slime on my clothes, smell of fish follows wherever I goes. And my friends, they told me it's how to get rich quick. All I'm getting so far is seasick. Here I am out on Queen Charlotte Sound. The swell is glassy, we're surfing down. There's porpoises playing in the bow. They're jumping all around, you asked me would I trade for a shore job where I got paid. No way, Jose, I'll take scales in my hair, slime on my clothes, smell of fish follows wherever I goes. And my friends, they told me it's how to get rich quick. All I'm getting so far is seasick. All I'm getting so far is seasick. That's a silly song. This is for a friend of mine named Long John Secord, who used to fish off the west coast of Vancouver Island in his gill netter, the Silver Trident. October 1984, Johnny and his friends were fishing chum on the western shore. Vancouver Island winds get tricky that time of year. The weatherman said, just a gale, don't you fear. Johnny was a hard living, hard loving, hard fishing man. Johnny was a hard drinking, hard driving, hard fishing man. Johnny was near Cape Cook when it started to blow. It warped the water in the air 100 feet or more. Wind screamed in the rigging like a banshee on the moor. The seas were crazy mountains, the wind became a roar. Johnny was a hard living, hard loving, hard fishing man. Johnny was a hard drinking, hard driving, hard fishing man. You think a man would curse his fate when he knew that he would drown? He calmly keyed the microphone, boys were going down. Johnny was a hard living, hard loving, hard fishing man. Johnny was a hard drinking, hard driving, hard fishing man. We found the silver trident in pieces on the shore. We shed a tear for John and crew out on the ocean floor. Coastwide friends gathered for an all-night party. We sent him all the way he lived, so wild and free. Johnny was a hard-living, hard-loving, hard-fishing man. Johnny was a hard-drinking, hard-driving, hard-fishing man. We're gonna miss you, John.
Thank you.
I love you guys singing along. It's really fun. This is for a hero of mine, Alexandra Morton, who's a marine biologist working on the coast of British Columbia, studying the effects of farm fish on the wild stocks, which has just been devastating. And she advocates the use of closed containment systems so that they won't poison our ocean. Were everywhere before the fish farms came. They jumped so joyful in the air and splashed like heavy rain. Pink salmon were everywhere. Now they're almost gone. They did not vanish in thin air. We know what's going on. Why can't they see it? It's obvious. What will it take? In the Broughton Arc archipelago. Is it too late? Is it too late? Pink salmon would pump your legs if you waded in the stream. In their millions, they laid their eggs in their gravel bed of dreams. Pink salmon hatch in the spring and they head out for the sea. They have to pass through fish farm nets, those perfect sea lice hatcheries. Why can't they see it? It's obvious. What will it take? In the Broughton Archipelago, is it too late? Is it too late? Take those poison pens out of our ocean and put them on the land. Why can't they see it? It's obvious. What will it take? In the Broughton Archipelago, is it too late? Is it too late? Pink salmon are tiny then. The scales are not quite formed. They make an easy meal for lice who suck the life right out of them. DFOs say they have no proof. Fish farms do real harm. Alexander Morton shows us they're dead wrong. Why can't they see it? It's obvious. What will it take? In the Broughton Archipelago, is it too late? Is it too late? Take your poison pens out of our ocean.
Thank you. There's a narrow passageway halfway up Vancouver Island on the inside called Seymour Narrows. It has really wicked tide. And I can't imagine what it was like before 1954 or 58, I can't remember the date, that they blew up a rock that was in the middle, smack dab in the middle. It killed a lot of people. Not when they blew it up. It killed a lot of people before they blew it up. Because the tide was so nasty, you could only go at slack tide. So I'm really grateful to them because I've been through there. Grateful to the guys that blew it up. Anyway.
Every time I go through Seymour Narrows, take my hat off to those dynamite men who risk their lives to make it safe to travel for sailors and fishermen. Like Lorelei, it lurked beneath the water. It tore the bellies from 100 ships. It swallowed over 100 sailors among the whirlpools and the tidal rips. They blew the top off a ripple rock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. Folks in Campbell River felt the shock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. Thank you. for a thousand nights and a thousand dark days. Miners blasted their weary way. They tunneled down through Maud Island under the channel where the Twin Peaks lay. They filled a rip with high explosive, with just one chance to blow it away. They waited till the tide was racing and held their breath on that April day. They blew the top off a ripple rock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. Folks in Campbell River felt the shock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. With a mighty roar, the rock erupted, shooting pieces a mile in the air. We all cheered the grinning miners. That menace is no longer there. They blew the top off a ripple rock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. Folks in Campbell River felt the shock. They blew the top off a ripple rock. They blew the top. They blew the top. They blew the top off a ripple, ripple, ripple. They blew the top off a ripple rock.
That was quite a story. Well, Kathy, I see that you're going to be back here at the Event Center this evening.
I am, just after 9 o'clock.
All right, in the 9 o'clock set. So Kathy will be here. Come down. It's really a lot of fun. If you haven't been to Fisher Poets Gathering, it's a blast. A lot of people having a good time. You'll hear some great stories, have some laughs, shed some tears, and hear some great tunes. Well, before we get our next guest up here, I'll tell you about some cool things going on in town while they're getting set up here. The Astor Street Opry Company is in their teen production right now. They're doing Beauty and the Beast, and they do some really great things for kids. So hope if you've got kids or don't have kids and enjoy young people in theater, you'll get over to see Beauty and the Beast put on by Astor Street Opry Company. It's tonight at 7 p.m., and there's a matinee tomorrow at 2, and next weekend, both Friday and Saturday night, they are going to be performing at 7 p.m., and another matinee next Sunday. So, here we've got Shanghai on the Willamette. These guys are so cool. You know, one of the things I really like about having them here is that they're radio heroes of mine. Well, anybody who does radio is a hero because I'm like this radio groupie. In fact, Henry Sessions is in the audience today, one of my former radio buddies who's been down here to do some workshops in the early days of Coast Community Radio. These guys here are both programmers on KBOO. I don't know how they do it. They have their folk show, like, what, at 5:30 in the morning?
5:30 in the morning. Yeah, it's funny, it's a pretty guaranteed job that we have there. Nobody nobody else has wanted it.
I can't imagine it myself.
Well,
I'll bet your shows are really fabulous. I have to say, I haven't gotten up and streamed that, but KBOO streams as well, don't you?
Yes, they do.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Well, someday when I have to go to work early, I'm going to get up and listen to you.
Well, the beautiful thing is sometimes they put it as an archive so you can listen to it in the comfort of the evening. So,
check that out. Well, that's fabulous.
I tuned in to KMUN just as I arrived into the listening distance, and it kind of came through the tunnel out to the coast, and as soon as I got to Highway 101, I tuned in KMUN, and that was fun to hear what was going on. In fact, Mo Baustern was on the radio just then, part of Fisher Poets.
All right, well, you hit a lucky time. Well, I'm really happy that you're here, and I'm pretty sure you have been here like over 10 times, at the River Theater.
Could be 10, it could be 15.
Yes,
how long ago were we in the River Theater? That's because we did 3 or 4 there, I think,
before you moved. Was our beginning place. Yeah, that's where we originated. And this May, we will have been doing Troll Radio for 18 years.
Yeah. Woo!
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So I would like to personally thank both of you for being such a big part of it over the years. It's fabulous to have you.
Well, thank you. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to your music today.
All right.
We got some. We brought some with us.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. You're having some allergy problems or something, Jonathan?
Because I'm sniffing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is. I think I'm smelling something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well. So what exactly are you doing?
Well, I'm just making sure.
Of what?
Well, you know, Mr. Stinky Toad Warp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
right.
guy. Yeah, that guy.
you know the guy.
Maybe we won't see him today. Well, that'd be a lucky day, right?
Yeah. What do you think he would be doing instead?
He could be taking a shower.
Yeah, he could be taking a shower. I wouldn't count on that. Yeah, well, anyway, maybe he's not here. So just relax. Why don't you guys go ahead and...
Okay, we'll just get started.
Let's sing a song, go ahead and get started. Yeah.
Although I do think I smell something funny. Yeah,
keep our fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed. Yeah, right. I'm feeling a little stuffy myself.
But we're happy, despite the smell, to be back here for one more day.
Only one more day?
Only one more day.
All right.
I heard an answer out there. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day, come rock and roll me over. One more day, only one more day, me Johnny. One more day, come rock and roll me over. One more day. Oh, can't you hear the capstan bawling? One more day. Oh, can't you hear the mate a bawling? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. Come rock and roll me over. One more day. Only one more day a howling. One more day. Oh, can't you hear the pilot growling? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. Come rock and roll me over. One more day. Well, then pack your bag today, me Johnny. One more day. And leave her where she lays, me Johnny. One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. Come rock and roll me over. One more day. Then put out your long tail blue, me Johnny. One more day. Make your port and take your dough, me Johnny. One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. Come rock and roll me over one more day. There's that smell.
You know, this is beginning to get a little bit annoying.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Troll Radio Review.
Well, Mr.
I'm Stinky Toadwort.
Yes, you are.
The Astoria Troll, and who are you fellas?
Well, we're here all the way from Portland. We are shanghaied on the Willamette. That's Gordy. I'm Jonathan.
Yeah.
Mr. Troll, I'd give you a big hug, but there is that stink. I mean, aroma.
Wait.
It never changes. But what do you mean? Who are you guys? Don't you remember?
Troll, we think he's been having some memory issues lately. You know, he's really old. But he's like 515 years old, and I think he might be nearing retirement.
Trolls can retire? Can you retire from trolldom, Stinky?
Oh, only if the king lets me. I really do remember these guys, but there is something that I have to find out. Well, but really, who are you guys?
Well, let's humor him, Gordy. Like I said, we are shanghaied on the Willamette, and we came in last night. You remember us now? We came in last night. Yes, we sailed in the East Side Basin, riding the flood, and have been busy playing gigs for Fisher Poets Gathering this weekend.
Oh, yes, yes. I know that you've been doing that, but I have heard some utter things that have got me kind of disturbed.
Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about no ridiculousness.
Well, what have you heard, Mr. Toad?
Well, I have heard that you have finally fallen into a side job that befits your name, Shanghaied on the Willamette.
A side job? Really?
Yes. Shanghaied. Do you know what Shanghaiing means? It's also called crimping. It is the practice of kidnapping people to serve as workers in large warehouses for online home delivery.
What?
Yeah, and the way that you get people for that is by trickery, intimidation, or violence.
Violence?
I have a violin.
Yeah. Those engaged in this form of kidnapping are known as crimps. You, my good fellows, have taken to crimping because, you know, you don't make a lot of money playing the music, right?
Well,
you
need to judge.
Crimping for Federal Express, United Parcel Service, and even the United States Post Office.
Sounds like we've gone to the dark side.
Oh, yes. You two are crimps. You Shanghai unsuspecting peoples here on the mouth of the Columbia and take them upriver to the Willamette and sell them to the highest parcel delivery bidder. Let me ask you this. Is it really worth it?
Well, it could be. If there were any truth to it.
And furthermore, I have it from reputable sources.
Reputable sources?
That you are especially on the lookout for aliens.
Extraterrestrials?
No. Aliens. Non-citizens, no green cards, people that trolls. Because we don't have no green card. But, you know, we should, don't you know, because our skin color is green.
I think that's the moss that's he's got confused with skin color.
Someone took a liking to him. This reminds me of a sea shanty.
A sea shanty?
A song, Stinky. I think you might know it.
What do you do with a stinky toadwort?
What do you do with a stinky toadwort? What do you do with a stinky toadwort early in the morning?
Put him in the box with the captain's daughter. Put him in the box with the captain's daughter. Put him in the docks and the captain's daughter early in the morning.
Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, and up she rises early in the morning. What do you do when we get to Portland? What do you do when we get to Portland? What do you do when we get to Portland early in the morning?
Sell me to the firm who's the highest bidder. Sell me to the firm who's the highest bidder. UPS, FedEx, or maybe Uber. Early in the morning.
Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, up she rises early in the morning.
That was quite a story, Stinky.
Oh, it's always a surprise with the troll.
It is always a surprise, yes, and that must be really nice. Mr. Toadwort, you must feel pretty good getting a little song sung just about you. That was very nice. Well, Mr. Troll, good luck if you do decide on that retirement. I know it's not an easy part of life to enter into. Hey, we got some more music from these guys.
Albert Einstein.
Good old Albert.
Oh, I love
we don't need to say anything more about Albert Einstein. There's not too many folk songs written about him, at least we've discovered, but we'll do one that we did have come across. It has a great chorus. You'll pick it up. So, one of our favorites. Hope you'll enjoy it.
I was. Just do a quick mercy tuning here.
Do you know how you get two fiddle players to play in tune?
How do you do that?
Shoot one of them.
Yeah.
That's not funny. All right.
Oh, this is, we're on live radio, so let me continue tuning a while.
Yeah, when we do a radio show and there's dead airspace, we say, that last song was from Marcel Marceau's Greatest Hits album.
Right. We're going to sing you. Are you ready? I think my guitar is ready. Einstein, the genius.
Ready?
Einstein was a genius, unlike you and me. Wrote one equation every day. Mondays he wrote three. Mondays he wrote three. Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick out. Your socks hang down. I had a frame of reference, I hung it on the fence. Along come relativity, ain't seen the dang thing since. Ain't seen the dang thing since. Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick out, your socks hang down. A wave and a particle were walking side by side. One says to the other, which one of us am I? Which one of us am I? Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick out. Your socks hang down. Come. A man looked through a telescope until his eye was red. He looked through outer space and saw the back of his own head. Back of his own head. Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick out. Your socks hang down. Einstein played the violin, he loved to shout and sing.
Yoo-hoo!
If that ain't genius, that ain't anything, that ain't anything. Albert, dance around. Albert, be profound. Albert, let your hair stick out, your socks hang down.
One more. Thank you.
So it's nice to be out here by the ocean and do some sea shanties with you. But Gordy found a song that is a sea. It's not really a sea shanty.
Well, actually, it is. But it's we'll let you be decide. So we're going to dedicate this to all you people who've raised boys, and you'll figure it out pretty quick. This is called "Sink the Cheerio." Ah, me name is Paddy Murphy, and 3 years it is me age. I'll tell you how I'm passing through me toilet training stage. My dad says, dear, whene'er you hear the call from down below, set sail for the nearest bathroom and sink the cheerio. And sink the cheerio, me boys, and sink the cheerio. Set sail for the nearest bathroom and sink the cheerio. Now the thing they call the Cheerio, I've eaten them by the score. And to toss them in the toilet, well, it grieves me heart feel sore. But target practice me and me trade me hunger all day low. I'll train me guns upon it and sink the Cheerio. And sink the Cheerio, me boys, and sink the Cheerio. I'll train me guns upon it and sink the Cheerio. Well, at first I went to pee, me boys, the place was quite a wreck. And many's the time me poor old mom, she'd have to swab the deck. Indeed, 'twas she who first decreed the way that things should go. She bid me stand upon me stool and sing the cheerio.
And sing the cheerio, me boys, and sing the cheerio.
She bid me stand upon me stool and sing the cheerio. Now to sing the cheerio, me boys, is not an easy task. A bit of oat designed to float, so stubbornly does it bask. But like an arrow to the bullseye, you must direct your flow. Takes much coordination to sing the cheerio.
To sing the cheerio, me boys, to sing the cheerio.
Takes much coordination to sing the cheerio. So come all me jolly playmates and listen unto me. Be proud of your pea shooter as ever a lad should be. For someday when we're big boys to the tavern we will go. Fill up the bowl again, me boys, and sing the cheerio.
And sing the cheerio, me boys, and sing the cheerio.
Fill up the bowl again, me boys, and
sing the cheerio.
Thank you very much. So, one more.
So we came from over the hill and through the woods from a little town near Astoria called Portland. And it turns out that the first public building built in the city of Portland was the jail, followed 2 years later by the construction of the courthouse. Funny how things work sometimes, isn't it?
That's justice for you.
So this, there is no Portland County, but nonetheless, this song is the Portland County Jail.
Portland is the county seat.
I'm a stranger in your city. My name is Patty Flynn. I got drunk the other night, and the coppers run me in. I had no money to pay my fine, no one to go my bail. So I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail. Oh, down in Portland town, I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail. Well, such a bunch of devils no one ever saw. There was robbers, thieves, and highwaymen, even breakers of the law. They sang a song the whole night long. The curses fell like hail. I'd bless the day that takes me away from the Portland County Jail. Oh, down in Portland town, I'd bless the day that takes me away from the Portland County Jail. Pick that thing. Well, the only friend that I had there was Happy Sailor Jack.
Happy!
He told me all the lies he knew and all the safes he'd cracked. He'd cracked them in Seattle. He'd robbed the Western Mail. It'd freeze the blood of an honest man in the Portland County Jail. Oh, down in Portland town, it'd freeze the blood of an honest man in the Portland County Jail. Well, the only friend that I had then was Officer McGurk. He said I was a low-down bum, a no-good, and a shirk.
Yep.
Each Saturday night, when I got tight, he threw me in the can. And now you see he's made of me an honest working man. Well, I'm a stranger in your city. My name is Patty Flynn. I got drunk the other night, and the coppers run me in. I had no money to pay my fine, no one to go my bail. So I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail. Oh, down in Portland town, I got stuck for 90 days in the Portland County Jail. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Down in Portland town, I got stuck
for 90 days in the Portland County Jail.
Something like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Shanghai on the Willamette. And I see that tonight you will be playing it over at Kala.
Kala, yeah.
Kala, great. I think we're there at 9 o'clock. Yes. Now, Kala is not a very large establishment, so you might want to get there in time to see them if you want to go to that. It's a really cool place. But, yeah, well, we're going to get the house band up here while we're waiting for the house band. Oh, hey, any kids out there know Dr. Rom? Dr. Rom turns out to be quite a good photographer, too, and he's going to be having a show at the Columbia Memorial Hospital's pavilion area. So you might want to go to the reception there. That's this coming Thursday, March 3rd, at 4:30, from 4:30 to 6, and that'll go on for a while. It'll be on display. So that'd be a cool thing for kids to go to see that their doctor does things besides poking and pushing and just generally bugging them. It says, Ms. Twombly, I don't have a very good attitude for doctors, excuse me. But I think that's cool that he's doing a photography exhibit, so I wanted to let you know about it. Fort George this weekend, Sunday night, family-friendly event. They have Redwood Sun. It's a alternative country sort of band, so you might want to go to that Sunday night, 8 p.m. Lots of fun to go listen to good tunes there. Well, it looks like we've got a... Oh, there is a silent auction going on at the Gear Shed. And I hear the Gear Shed here with Fisher Poets is at the old Lynx sporting goods store this year. So get on over there to the silent auction. Get yourself all sorts of cool things.
Yeah, and that's a 1254 commercial.
Oh, good.
If you don't remember or if you're not familiar with Lynx.
Yeah. I saw the address and I thought, where is that? Yeah, yeah. I lived here all my life and I don't even know very many of the addresses. So here's our great house band. I'm sure they've got some great stuff lined up for you.
Thanks, Debbie. We're going to jump right in?
Yeah, bump it, baby.
Okay, first one we're going to do is Sail Away. Ready? Two, three, go.
Sail away. Sail away, sail away home.
Sun's gonna rise this morning, moon's gonna shine tonight. If I could see it one more time, I'd dance in the glorious light. The rain will fall, the snow will blow, sun will pick us dry. It's all part of the circle, no need to wonder why.
Sail away, sail away, sail away home. Sail away, sister, sail away home.
Mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, brothers, sisters too. We take a place for a short time and then we start anew. We view each birth with joy and hope, begins another day. But soon our time is up and it's time to sail away.
Sail away, sail away, sail away home. Sail away, sister, sail away home.
Play it.
Sail away, sail away. Sail away home, sail away, sister, sail away home.
I put it in a jar for you, the colors and the light, to take along your journey and to help you through the night. And as you sail out one last time, the beauty you will see, your wings are gonna lift you and finally set you free.
Sail away, sail away, sail away home. Sail away, sister, sail away home. Sail away, sail away, sail away home. Sail away, sister, sail away home. We'll all sail away someday, sail away home.
Thank you. Change gears now.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a song about Everybody being in the same boat together. But first, I want to wish my grandson a happy 4th birthday. Solomon, this is for you. The stream sings it to the river. River sings it back to the sea. The sea sings it to the boat. Carry you and me. Somos el barco. Somos el mar. Yo navego en ti. Tú navegas en mí. We are the boat. We are the sea. I sail in you. You sail in me, Mando. Touches many sands, somos el barco, somos el mar. Yo navego en ti, tú navegas en mí. We are the boat, we are the sea. I sail in you.
Recently, you know, the alligator business is a little different, catching alligators. We do catch and release now.
You just take a small bite.
They're trying to figure out why the alligators down in the Florida swamps are getting a little bit smaller, and they might be catching all the big ones. I don't know. You know, this is a song about people who fish for alligators, and I am. We do. There is an alligator down in Blind Slough that's
right.
A little bit of trouble, you know. So that's why they really brought me here in the first place, was to find old Grits down there. And he eats a lot of tourists, you know, Gore-Tex gear and stuff. So, okay. This is the Alligator Man. This is written by Doug Kershaw. Mosquitoes buzzing round my head. Spanish moss for my bed. I very seldom see dry land. I'm the alligator man.
alligator all night long. I get his hiding and I'm going to see the girl from my old shang who loves alligator man. I'm an alligator man from a very fine clan.
He's a very fine man. The gator all night long. I get his hiding and I'm going to see the girl from my old shack who loves the alligator man. Some people search this world for fame, but fighting gators is my game, and all the scars upon my hand prove I'm the real gator man. I'm an alligator man from a very fine clan. Mosquitoes buzzing round my head, banish moths for my bed. I very seldom see dry land. I'm the alligator man. I'm an alligator man from a very fine clan. He's a very fine man.
Have a chance.
They didn't get the hook out.
This being a nautical weekend, John B. says, see how the name says that. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. I feel so breakup. I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk, broke in the captain's trunk. Constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone, why don't you leave me alone? I feel so breakup, I wanna go. So hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sets.
call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I wanna go home.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel so broke up. I wanna go home.
Got the fits, ate up all of my grits. Then he went and he ate up all of my corn. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Ice is the worst trip I've ever been on.
So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I feel so break up. I wanna go home. Yeah, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
Yeah, that good old seafaring music.
Shing had that into 11 long.
Well, it's been a great show today, man. It just zipped right by. Thanks to all of you for coming out and supporting Fisher Poets Gathering and Coast Community Radio. We'll be back on the last Saturday of March with some great music. We'll have Brad Griswold and David Quinton, and Mary Annulee Pelto is going to join us. So it's going to be a lovely show. We'll have a house band and... we'll have a great time at the end of March. So can't believe it's March already. It's coming so quickly. Well, get out, enjoy all the fine things that are happening. We do have a pledge drive coming up in March. Starts on March 16th, I believe. So please, please stay tuned in to Coast Community Radio. Call in your support and join in the fun. I have to say, KMUN pledge drives are really a lot of fun. How about KBOO? Do you have fun pledge drives?
Absolutely.
All right. So
they go on way too long, but they are
well,
fun.
We have got a great new development director, and she has shrunk our pledge drives and somehow or another increased the funding.
It keeps us all in the air, doesn't it?
It's great for her. So anyway, I want to say a big thank you to Shane Hyde on the Willamette and Kathy Stack, to our wonderful house band. Thanks to our engineers today. We had Brian and Joseph. Well, we've got Joseph visiting us. We've got Jack. And Ray was here somewhere. Oh, there he's back there. Thanks so much to Coast Community Radio for the broadcast that you'll be doing tonight. That was great last night. So if you can't make it down to the festival, be sure to tune in on Coast Community Radio. We've got all of our fine musicians ready to take us out musically.
All right, sing along with this one. This is our anti-tickling song. You'll understand why. Ready?
Yeah.
Now, Grandpa had an old mule, his name was Simon Slick. Oh, that mule had crazy eyes, and how that mule could kick.
Quit that tickling me, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that, quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be, quit that tickling me. I went up on the mountain, gave my horn a blow. Thought I heard my true love say,
"Yah becomes my bow." quit that tickling me. Quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be. Quit that tickling me. Stop that, quit that. Quit that tickling me. Now go away, let me be. Quit that tickling me. Now it's peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all.